Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I'm going to talk today about the first reading that we're given at Mass today from Acts chapter 11. What we see is the kingdom of God continuing to spread. We're just a few weeks down the road here now from Pentecost, and we know that Pentecost was the day that Jesus promised to pour out his Holy Spirit. And it's the day the church was really born and the anointing of the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles, just as Jesus said it would. Acts chapter 1, he said, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." So one fundamental dimension of the day of Pentecost is the fulfillment of what Jesus promised, was to give the apostles and the church power to fulfill a mission, to fulfill the Great Commission, to go make disciples of all nations. Earlier in that chapter, Acts chapter 1, Jesus said that, you know, John baptized with water. His was a baptism of repentance. He said, but Jesus was the one who would baptize in the Holy Spirit. To be Christian means to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Where does that happen? It happens in baptism. It happens when we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. We're meant to, at that moment, we come into this flow that Jesus promised would come from his throne, that would flow through him to us. And the church is born by the grace of the outpouring of the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. The church is a miracle. And everybody baptized into Christ is sharing in this real miracle of Christ, which is his life poured out and sustaining and empowering and equipping his people to live a new way of life. We've been talking all week about the readings we've been given are focused on really the first commandment, loving God, and the second commandment, loving neighbor. Jesus said these two sum up the whole of the law. And it's the way of life of the kingdom of God. And it's this people that are living this new way of life in the Spirit that are salt and light to the people around them. And it's this people that are moving now in a pattern of life, the pattern of the kingdom, and they're moving forward to extend the kingdom in the world. That's the Great Commission. So we see another example of it today in Acts chapter 11 here with Barnabas and St. Paul, Saul. So I'll just do the reading, then we'll go through it. Now, if you didn't have a chance to tune into the program this week, I forgot to mention it all week, as I typically do. You can access the program right on our website at renewalministries.net. You can listen to the programs there, or they're all archived. You can download them, put them on whatever device you have that allow you to listen to them. The easiest thing to do is just download the Renewal Ministries app or the Ave Maria app, and you can listen to it at any point. And I encourage you to send it out to whoever. If you like the program, if you are blessed by Fire on the Earth or Food for the Journey, spread the word with us. Help other people connect. We've created short shows, you know, just 14 minutes long, because we know it's difficult for people to find much time during the day to listen to lengthier talks or presentations. These are the kind of things people can listen to in the car when they're driving, or just catch them for a few minutes at home when it's convenient. So anyway, here it is, Acts chapter 11. In those days, a great number who believed turned to the Lord. The news about them reached the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to go to Antioch. So the word is spreading that the kingdom has been preached in Antioch, and people are turning to the Lord. They're coming to faith. And the leaders in Jerusalem hear about it, so they send Barnabas to go check it out. It says, when he arrived and saw the grace of God, he rejoiced and encouraged them all to remain faithful to the Lord in firmness of heart. For he was a good man, filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. So here he's being sent out by the apostles, and he represents them. So he's an elder in the body of Christ, and he gets sent out on their behalf to see what God is doing. When he came, he saw the grace of God. It's a beautiful phrase. He saw the grace of God, and what he saw was the kind of thing that was already unfolding, as we saw earlier in the Acts of the Apostles. The gospel of the kingdom was preached. People heard it. They understood, as St. Peter said, that at the heart of that, the truth of the kingdom is the King, Jesus. And who is Jesus? He said, sent by God, crucified in the flesh, was raised by the Spirit, and is now, St. Peter said, sitting at the right hand of the Father. He's Lord in Christ. All power in heaven and earth belongs to him, and he's the one anointed by the Father to be the judge of the living and the dead. And he's come to give us grace to prepare us for the day of judgment and to be able to live the life we were meant to live in the kingdom. And so Barnabas saw that grace unfolding in the lives of the people who repented. So Peter said, what did Peter say on the day of Pentecost? They said, well, what should we do if this is the situation? Jesus is Lord in Christ, what should we do? Peter said, repent, be baptized, and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So this is visibly what began to happen, and we see it through the Acts of the Apostles. And Barnabas saw it in the community in Antioch. They believed. What did they believe? That Jesus is Lord. They repented. What does that mean? They turned their lives toward Jesus, and they confessed their sins, and they received baptism. Their sins were forgiven, and they were given new life in the Holy Spirit. And they gathered together as brothers and sisters, and the Spirit began to shape them, form them. They started coming together and, you know, listening to the apostles' teaching that was given to them, sharing life together, worshiping God together. So Barnabas sees this grace of God, and he rejoices in it, and he encourages them. He builds up the brothers and sisters. He's the son of encouragement. And he exhorts them to remain faithful to the Lord in firmness of heart. So he brings encouragement. He confirms what he sees the Lord doing in them, and he celebrates it. He celebrates that life because he wants them to keep moving in it, right? To strengthen them, to give them the courage. He wants them to come with greater courage into the life that they're called to. And he says, and then he exhorts them, be faithful, continue to walk in it. And you can imagine, you know, him warning them in love about the battle that they will continue to have against the world of flesh and the devil. And to persevere, to be strong, to be alert, to be awake, to guard the unity of the Spirit, the bond of peace in the community. He said, so to remain faithful to the Lord in firmness of heart, to have your heart set consistently on the King and the kingdom and on his will. And I love the next line. He says, for he, meaning Barnabas, was a good man filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. Well, what's a good man? Well, a good man, according to the Acts of the Apostles, is a man who's filled with the Holy Spirit and who's living by faith. He's surrendered his life in trust to God. Christ is at the center of his life. He's engaging Christ's mission. He's living in obedience to the Lord, and he's yielded to the gift of the Holy Spirit. He's stepping into the mission. He's a sent one. The bishops of the church, the recent popes and bishops, have underlined for us again and again that every baptized person is called to enter into this mission, that every baptized person, by virtue of their baptism and their confirmation, is a sent one. And what are we sent to do? We're sent to do what's being described here throughout the Acts of the Apostles, to communicate the truth about Jesus, to strengthen brothers and sisters who are growing in that faith, to bring it to people who haven't heard yet. And each one of us is planted somewhere. Maybe you're listening to the program and you live in India. Maybe you're listening to the program, you live in Poland. Maybe you're right here in the States or Canada. Each one of us is planted in a field, and the field is ripe for harvest. The Lord wants us to see ourselves as being sent ones, as being, by definition, of being united to Jesus is to be united to his mission. St. John Paul II used to say that the church is by nature missionary, echoing Pope Paul VI. You say, why by nature? It's not just something she does, but she is missionary in her soul, because the church is born of the missions of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, called the Trinitarian missions. We read on Monday the reading, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Where does the mission begin? The mission is the mission of God. It's the mission of Christ. It begins in the heart of a loving Father. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever would believe in him would not die, but have everlasting life. He sent his Son, as Jesus himself said, to seek and to save the lost. He's a man on a mission, and he came to seek and save the lost, beginning with the house of Israel, with the people of God, the chosen people. Every human being was lost, was under sin, and needed salvation. And Jesus began. He's the first one. He made the way. He opened the way and made it possible. So the Father sends the Son. The Son brings the kingdom. It makes it possible for us to receive the forgiveness of sins and to be rightly aligned and have peace with God. And then the Father and the Son send the Holy Spirit, and the church is born of the Holy Spirit. When you're baptized, your sins are forgiven, the stain of original sin is removed, you're given the supernatural life of God, and that supernatural life is moving. The Spirit is coming to create movement in us. It's not static. It's not just something that you received and boom, there it is, something you carry around. No, you're living. The Holy Spirit's a living person. And the Holy Spirit is the first agent of the church's mission. The recent popes have told us. So the Holy Spirit's a missionary. So is Jesus. And the Holy Spirit animates the church. The church is born of the Spirit. That's why we could say that the church is by nature missionary. Because the soul, you might say, of the church, which is the Holy Spirit, the life principle in us that's guiding us, that's animating us, is the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God is on mission. The Spirit of God's mission is to reveal the victory, the majesty, and the kingdom of Christ. The Holy Spirit comes to glorify, as Jesus himself said in the recent Gospels that we've been reading these weeks following the celebration of Pentecost and the whole season between the resurrection of our Lord and Pentecost and even following, Jesus talks to us about the meaning of the gift of the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit is coming to us to give each of us an understanding of all that Jesus taught, to help us understand it, grasp it, and live in it. And he comes to give us a new power over the world, the flesh, and the devil, to lead us to freedom. The Holy Spirit comes to manifest the kingship, the lordship and glory and majesty of Jesus in human hearts. The first mission of the Spirit is to reveal to every human heart the victory and the majesty, the beauty and kingship of Jesus. So we're filled and living in the Spirit just like the apostles. So as the recent popes have said, this is what it means that the church is by nature missionary. And who's the church? It's you and it's me. All those who are baptized into Christ. And so we're all by nature sent ones. And so if we're not engaging this mission that Barnabas is on and in the way that we're called to, and the Lord will show us and the church will help us see the way we're called to it if we hunger and thirst for it and we want to receive it. So if we're not engaging the mission, there's something wrong. If it's not in our heart, the desire to seek and save the lost and to see the king and his kingdom spread, there's something unhealthy. There's something unnatural, you know, I'd say, or unspiritual. We're not living according to our own nature. And so we need help. So we need to ask the Lord, say, Lord, renew me. Holy Spirit, animate, fill my heart. Help me find the role. And so, friends, all of us are meant to be engaged in it. I mean, if you're listening today and you're a shut-in and your days of being out and about are over, you still have a mission every day as intercessor, praying the rosary, praying and asking God to send the kingdom. That's our call. Let's do it together. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.